Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because we've got a check, we've got a mystery, and we have a lawsuit all wrapped into one. So please hit the like button, please subscribe to the channel, and let's get right into it. Don't forget to join our email list. The link is below. This is wild. For the last 5 years, we have talked about Wells Fargo Bank over and over and over again, with all the issues that they have had when it comes to, bad treatment of their customers, from opening up accounts to setting up insurance for car loans to canceling credit lines, just, over and over and over again. I had a run-in with Wells Fargo's bank, 15 years ago. They were just a lovely group of people to deal with. But the latest thing is unbelievable. Now, during the pandemic of 2020, people got themselves into forbearance. They had issues. We were all locked in our house. Think about the early days, March of 2020. Let's go back then. Didn't know if we were going to have businesses, didn't know what we were going to do. Everybody was home, and we just sat there and watched the news and tried to figure out what was going on. Well, Wells Fargo Bank, just like other banks, had ways of helping people get through their mortgage problems. When you didn't work, couldn't bring money in, they would put you in something called forbearance. And forbearance was a way to defer your mortgage payment to a later date. And they could have done it in a myriad of different ways. Just froze the account and given you 3 months where we're going to wait and you won't have any interest. That was the rarest. If you were the best customers, you got that. Most people had the payments put at the end, one at a time. And it's crazy, okay? Because people went out and just thought, let's do this. Now, there were people that had no business going into forbearance because they could afford their mortgages. God, I don't have to make my payments right now. I'm going to do that. And there was a famous YouTuber that did that. And I just was blown away that this guy's telling people, get yourself in forbearance. And this guy made all this money, during that time, hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. And he was not paying his mortgage payments. Okay? So I thought that was ridiculous, to say the least. But what Wells Fargo did was, being the sneaky people that they were, was they put people in automatic forbearance where they had no choice. They were just put in forbearance. And people found out months later, sometimes people were making payments on their mortgages and they weren't being credited properly. Payments were put off. How wild is that? Now, here's the thing. People may have inquired about forbearance. Hey, what's this forbearance program? Would you like information? Click here. Click on a button, and you are immediately in forbearance. And you can sit there and say, wow, Dan, that saved people a lot of money and a lot of stress, a lot of time. No, people didn't authorize that. People didn't know, and they wanted to find out if that was the option for them. Now, Wells Fargo did a lot of second mortgages, did a lot of auto loans, did a lot of things that they just had people put off. But what happened was, this didn't, go well with everybody because it's like, I didn't want this. And here's the thing about this. I spoke with a mortgage lender yesterday. She was great about this because she said, Dan, everybody thinks that this forbearance thing is just going to end. And you have people here in California that have $100,000 in past due mortgage payments. Well, write us a check. Well, don't you just put the interest on the back end of the loan? No. What about your principal? What about everything you owed during this time? So you have to refinance as an option. Well, think of how incomes have changed. Think of how credit has changed. Interest rates have gone up through the roof. Your payment of $4,000 a month could easily be $6,000 or $7,000 a month, and you wouldn't qualify for the mortgage today. Oh. Now you're giving me bad news, buzzkill Dan. It's terrible. Point was that Wells Fargo then got sued for this. And because of the way class action lawsuits work, and I'm familiar with that, and the sneaky lawyers, they just start sending people checks. Now think about this. People didn't elect to be part of the class. They were just sent $500 checks for your inconvenience of being put into forbearance. Well, does that cover everything? I don't think it does. People get a mystery check for $500 from this $185 million settlement, which, again, just say a third goes to the lawyers, plus costs and fees and depositions and shenanigans. And easily it works out to, you know, it's pushing 40, 45% for the lawyers. You see, it's getting sick. So all these people that had their mortgage put off had no say, which is terrible. Okay? So this led me down a rabbit hole of forbearance right now. And one thing I'm going to do this holiday weekend for you guys is, you know, happy Easter, happy Passover to everybody. And, you know, I'm going to do just a few extra videos too, just to knock them out, because there's little things I want to talk about. But this just infuriated me, because man, don't you guys learn your lesson? Doesn't Wells Fargo stop doing things like this? No, we can get away with that. You know, Jamie Dimon this week comes out and says, hey, we want the bank regulators to get rid of all those pesky problems when it comes to, you know, everything we have to answer to as far as all the restrictions with accounts. Now, the European Central Bank, late this week, they cut their interest rates a quarter of a point. Why aren't we going to do that, Dan? Come on, Dan. Jerome Powell's got to do that. You know, the only people that care about that are the people that sell something. Seriously. You know, or need to refinance, or need the rates to drop. I'm telling you this right now. Talking to this lender about this is that you're going to see rates hover around a certain area. Now, she thinks that you may see things drop by the end of the year, 2 or 3 percentage points, but not anytime sooner. So one thing that's wild is, you know, a lot of things that happen here in LA affect a lot of other people in other states. There's a thing called open space leases. And what this is that here in LA and industrial areas, they rent out areas like under the freeway overpasses that are just dead space. They'd rather have, you know, you'd rather rent it to, you know, a storage company that has containers than have some homeless guy live there. Well, the 10 freeway in LA 2 years ago had a massive fire, so much so that it shut the freeway down. The freeway collapsed. The fire was so intense with what was there, and it was started by an unhoused individual, okay? So, needless to say, the worst part about this is that now Caltrans, which is our transportation area, is going to different businesses and saying, you need to move all this stuff. And the businesses are like, hey, I've been here 30 years leasing this stuff. And there's a spot. Now, think about what this would look like. It's called the Dog Patch in San Francisco. The Dog Patch, they're going through and telling everybody they got to move certain things and clean it up. And businesses like David Berry's, he's like, hey, if I have to move, I'm out of business. At my age, I can't do it. That's the thing. You know what's funny? As I get older, there's certain things I just don't want to mess with. And I get that. But having regulators come in and say, you can't be in this industrial area anymore. You've got to move. Says who? Okay. Says who? So California can ruin a good thing, you know, and put restrictions on people like you wouldn't believe for an industrial area that has nothing to do with it. Put up a fence around this area. Make it so people can't live there. If you see somebody sleeping there, get rid of them. Here in California, think about what I'm going to tell you. There was a company that sold trailers, like camping trailers, that were very expensive. They were like $30,000 a piece. The company went bankrupt. Somebody who was in the process of trying to foreclose on this place had the wonderful idea of renting these out to homeless people. And you could say, oh, damn, they gave them a place to sleep. No, it gave them a fecal festival, and it gave them just a complete swamp. And then what happened? The areas that they finally, that they were in, they got kicked out of. They got evicted from that. Let's go back to the other area. So as these people got evicted, they moved to an area called Wildomar, California. And I'll find that story. But they finally, you know, these people in Wildomar were like, we don't want them here. Get rid of this stuff. Now think about this. These were foreclosed trailers that at one time were brand new and were great. And people rented them, and the homeless people are like, where's Wildomar? Y'all go live in that thing there. Oh, it's got an empty lot we can put it in? That's what's crazy. But you can ruin a business for this because of the fires and because of the mayhem and the chaos and everything that they will allow here in California. There are six cities that people say that workers are going back to work. New York, you've got Boston, You've got San Francisco, which I don't believe, and certain areas in Texas. I love this. The U.S. is planning on tariffs for all of the Chinese ships and port fees to go through the roof. So you want to run your Chinese ship through our ports? It's going to cost you an absolute fortune. The worst area right now to in real estate with the most amount of listings, up almost 14% year over year, Las Vegas, Nevada. And, you know, people are dropping the price. People are not selling. Houses are sitting on the market longer. We've talked about this, but great story talking about this below because it really just showed you everything. This is Irvine Park. This is nice. They got the zoo, and all the kids are out here with all the pre-Easter shenanigans with the egg hunts and everything like that. So it's really fun and festive and stuff like that. But there's a little more to cover on this. I'm going to end this video with a few things. And first things first, we have a private channel called I Allegedly Live, and I love doing this content on that because it's all uncensored. It's stuff that we can't talk about other places. Check it out today. Go to iallegedly.tv to sign up for that. And I love doing that. First things first, guys, I'll tell you a quick little story. When my son, you know, he's 24 years old, and today he's running in the 5K in Boston, and just sent me his number and all that stuff for the 5K that he's doing today. But, you know, when he was a kid, he was like all kids that were just a headache. You know what I mean? Drive me here, drive me there. Oh, yeah, I'm going to Mom's. Okay? Shenanigans, okay? So I thought, wouldn't it be great? Contacted Uber, and I wanted to be an Uber driver. And I said, I just want to do it for one client. It's going to be this kid. And they're like, really? I said, yeah, I want to be the closest driver. You need a lift? Boom. Guess who? Oh, closest car. It's 19 feet away. Yeah, that's what I wanted to do. So that he'd have to pay me for his rides. And as I filled this stuff out for Uber, I mean, it wasn't like easy. Hey, and then you got to get the car inspected. And then something happened with Lisa, and she was ill during that time. It was a downturn. So I never did it. But it was kind of an ordeal to get to be approved. It wasn't like 5 minutes. Now, here's something that's crazy, and you can read the story below on this. On Meta, there are black market sites that will sell you a driver's license. They will sell you a driving record. They will sell you insurance so you can pass the background check for Uber and Lyft, and you can go work. Now, I'm like, wow, wouldn't they catch the people doing this? And then I thought about this. I've had in the last year, okay, when I've traveled a lot and used the planes and land and, okay, I got to get an Uber. I've had two times where the person, I'm telling you, one guy, I felt like he didn't know how to drive, okay? And wow, what the hell are you doing? Okay, that, and then it couldn't read a map, okay? And I'm telling, left, no, this way. This means left, this means right, okay? Okay, see, okay? Anyways, so I could see where somebody could, hey, listen, I can get you hooked up where you can do this. Isn't that nuts, guys? Absolutely nuts. So, final thing in this time of year, I want you guys, you know, Fran Glover runs a charity that we have raised a bunch of money for. But if you guys ever want to help somebody out that's doing well, you know, this last story, and this will be the bottom story below, is food insecurity, people that don't have money, it is getting more and more difficult. And Scott Bessent was talking about how, you know, he's the Treasury Secretary, how more people went to Europe in the middle class last year, and more people went to food banks that were in the middle class last year. But this story was talking about how people can't make ends meet right now, and they make over $100,000 a year. And I know there's people out there going, what? So, please, guys, you want to give to a good charity, it's Joseph Dream House. I will leave the link below. But what she does is she buys food and gives it to families. Single moms, veterans, everybody. And the government doesn't help her. All these charities that get fleeced with that, it's awful. So, you know, this time of the year, be grateful for what you have. Be grateful to people in your life. Go and call and check on people. See how they're doing. You know, I have all this cool stuff happening. I'm really, really excited. I mean, I got something so bitchin' and so huge coming out between now and summer that I cannot wait to share it with you guys. And right when I think, okay, today's the day I get to talk about it. Nope, 2 more weeks. Nope, 3 weeks. Okay, so, but it's coming soon, guys. And it's going to be absolutely awesome. So please hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, email me hello@iallegedly.com. Guys, I appreciate all the stories this time of the year. There'll be a bunch of cool stuff this weekend. But man, oh man, oh man, just let me know what you think about everything. And onward and upward. I'll see you soon.